Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You know Rick Steves from the PBS TV travel shows, also all of his guidebooks. And Rick, you are the man to ask the big question, since you've got 30 years or so of experience traveling Europe, writing about it and talking about it. Is it safe to go? A lot of people thinking about making that trip now and planning. What do you say to them?
Well, Bob, thanks for having me on. You know, I am the guy to talk to right now because I'm just getting over jet lag after 60 days in Europe, and I just had a wonderful trip. I was traveling all over Europe, working really hard. It was one of the most intense trips I've had because I'm updating all my guidebooks and finding out what is the story in Europe. How has Europe changed after a couple of years of COVID and so on? And then the fundamental question, is it safe and comfortable? I would say it is as safe as traveling around the United States. It's a personal question. Would you be comfortable taking a trip to Florida or California right now from a COVID point of view? Some people would, some people would not. Mm-hmm. If you'd be comfortable doing that, I'd say you should be comfortable in Europe, because by my experience and feelings is that Europe feels safer, and I think it's at least as safe as the United States from a travel point of view. I would not worry about the flight across the Atlantic at all. I would just worry about, are you vaccinated and fully boosted, and are you using common sense when you're on the road? I mean, I was just over there, and I had my mask in my breast pocket, and I would slap it on whenever I'm on public transit or whenever I'm in a museum and in a crowded spot. People in Europe are very, neighborly and thoughtful and flexible and respectful and give people their space. And I felt very comfortable in Europe. What is the risk? Well, these days, people get COVID without a lot of symptoms. And the biggest hurdle from our point of view is getting back into the United States. I think we're a rare country that requires a negative test to fly into our country. So anybody going to Europe deals with the anxiety of getting that test the day before they fly. And if it's positive, they're stuck in Europe. They got to cancel their flight, and they got to quarantine for 5 days or until they get a negative. Mm-hmm. Last week I went to the pharmacy in Amsterdam. It cost me $25. It's the third or fourth time I've done that in the last year in Europe. And, 20 minutes later, you get an email and it says, you're negative, yay. But I asked the guy at the pharmacy, how many tests did he give yesterday? He said 85. And I said, how many positives have you seen? And he said one. So there's a risk, but it's a small risk. I've got a good sample myself, because the big part of my business at Rick Steves Europe is our tour program. We've got 60 buses in Europe right now. That's 1,500 people. All of them, after their Rick Steves tour, have to take a test in order to fly back to the United States. And we're having a 2% rate of positive tests, meaning 1 out of 50 of the people that take our tours have to miss their flight, quarantine, and go back a week later. So that's, nobody's going to the hospital. It's almost all asymptomatic. Most of these people wouldn't even know they were positive had they not had to get the test in order to get on the airplane. And it's just kind of expensive and a drag. You have to spend you have to extend your vacation. And then the question is, can you take that risk? You know, some people are risk averse and they don't want to. Other people say, life is short, I'm going to go over there and see what happens. And I think if you're using common sense, you can really up the safety factor and travel responsibly.
Were those folks on your tour boosted?
Yeah, everybody was boosted. Nobody gets on a Rick Steves bus without being fully vaccinated and boosted, bus drivers, guides, or tour members.
Uh-huh. And were you wearing an N95 mask?
Yeah, and we wear a mask on the bus.
The other question people are asking, and this also applies to travel in the United States as well as Europe, prices. Airfares are high, hotels. One of the great things about your guidebooks, you can travel economically. How was it this time around for you?
You know, I think there's inflation. The real thing I found was staff shortages. It's hard for Europeans to staff up in the restaurants and in the museums and everything. Tour companies are having a hard time staffing up. We are. And it's restaurants, I've noticed, are many of them could be open 7 days a week. They're only open 4 days a week because they can't get the staff. So that's really tough for them because they've been out of business for a couple of years, and now they want to make up for some lost time. But when you are in Europe, you notice it is thriving. It's just almost unnerving how crowded it is already. The restaurants are packed. For the first time in my career, I've been saying, as you plan a visit to a city, these days after COVID, there's more museums that require a reservation, a reserved entry. So you got to book online and pay online in advance to have a timed entry. And what I'm recommending is choosing your best meal and getting a reservation for that in advance, too, because restaurants are booking up also. Things are thriving in Europe. They're coming out of this. There's sort of a vengeance. People want to get out there and travel and live life. And it's quite exciting. For me, the bottom line, and this is what I didn't know when I left a month and a half ago, I thought, my books are filled with all these little creative adventures, these mom and pops, these loving entrepreneurial, dreams of people who are small business people. That's what carbonates the experience for me is meeting these people that run these beautiful little mom and cafes and bed and breakfasts and so on. And I thought I was going to be raking away the corpses of all these dead businesses because of COVID when I update my guidebooks. But I found that almost all of them have survived. And they had to, trim the sails, and they had government help to survive. And local people couldn't travel internationally, but they wanted to travel, so they stayed at home and they patronized their little businesses. And these guys have survived, and now they're ready to make up for lost time. So that was real good news. Mm-hmm. And but the energy in the streets. If you're going to Spain, you're going to enjoy the Paseo. If you're going to Italy, you're going to enjoy licking that gelato during the Passeggiata. If you're going to Scotland, you're going to enjoy having a whiskey in the pub with locals. If you're going to Munich, you're going to enjoy the energy in the beer hall. If you're going to Paris, you're going to sit in a cafe and enjoy the parade of life strolling by in front of you as you sip your wine and you slurp your escargot. All of those experiences I've enjoyed post-COVID, and I'm really thankful for it.
One of the things we love about Rick Steves' books and television shows, you hear about and read about the famous tourist attractions and also the local favorites. The latest book, Rick Steves' Europe Through the Back Door, the Travel Skills Handbook. The first half of the book is really a guide to help you plan, and then in the second half, you get a sampling of all the experiences. And when I watch your shows and read your books, Rick, I just think, I wouldn't want to do all the work you have to do. I would just like to be the guy who maybe calls up for reservations and then gets to go with you.
Well, nobody goes with me when I'm doing my work, and the book you mentioned is the handbook with all the skills. And what I'm really excited about is we've had all hands on deck right now because we've got 50 guidebooks covering every country and every great city in Europe, and we're determined to have those accurate and post-COVID and ready to go as soon as possible so people can put their travel dreams into smooth and affordable reality.
Rick Steves, thanks for talking with us this morning, and what if I stow away? Then could I come with you?
Nope. I travel alone. I turn on a dime. I'm stealth when I'm in Europe, but you can travel with me vicariously with my guidebooks or on my TV shows.
It's a deal. Have a good one.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. Happy travels.
Same to you.